Something big is happening July 1st. So we got this news from the city that as of July 1st, you will no longer be using those wonderful blue bags. No more. That's it. You're using recycling bins. This recycling program is going to shift to this. And to answer more questions from Solid Waste and Recycling Facility, we, of course, have the manager, Jason Sherban, in the studio. Jason, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been fielding a lot of questions from listeners via our T-Bay Teletalking text line. And before we get to those and the logistics of this bin itself, let's talk about this program. This is part of a province-wide regulatory thing. Like, this is the change, right? Explain that first.
Yeah, it's part of a provincial regulatory change. So as of July 1st, the city will be transitioning its residential recycling program, so the current blue bag program as we know it today, to what we call full producer responsibility. So you might be asking, what is full producer responsibility? So the producers of paper products and packaging. So think of a pop can, think of a drink bottle, think of an item you buy that's in a package. So the producers of those products will be 100% operationally and financially responsible for the program here in Thunder Bay and eventually all the programs in Ontario. So it shifts the promotion and education piece, so how we engage in residents, that will be shift to producers. The collection, the processing of materials will all shift to producers. The great thing, though, is that they have contracted GFL Environmental, so the city's current recycling service provider, to continue providing collection services at the curb. So those lime green trucks are still going to be going down your streets, still be picking up your recycling. That doesn't change, so at least that'll remain consistent for residents.
This week, people are getting these bins delivered to their homes. We heard from Cindy. Sorry. It was the highlight for me. I don't know if you heard it, but I was like, hey, can you describe it? She goes, I got it, Danny. It's big and ugly. And then I was like, Cindy, come on. But anyway, these things are big. 360 liter bin, right?
They're significant. I'm joking in the office that they're Texas size. Like they are a significant size. You know, they're what we call split body carts. So they got a divider down the middle, containers on one side, paper products on the other. So, you know, how you segregate and separate recycling in your home today won't change. It's still going to be a two-stream system.
All right. The other thing that came to my mind was, let's just talk about the process itself. Yep. We get to July 1st. You've got your bin. You've been putting your recyclables in the appropriate side. Now comes the recycling day. Mm-hmm. You wheel this to the end of your driveway. It has to be on a flat surface.
Correct.
Wheels facing the house.
Yep.
Describe this process. How do they pick this up?
Yeah, so it's going to be picked up with it's automated collection first, right? It's automated cart collection. So, you know, truck's going to pull up. It's going to have an automated arm. The arm's going to kind of go out. It has basically like sort of clamps, if you will, and that's just going to grab the bin and it's going to tip it right into the hopper of the truck. And it's that simple and that easy. What that does is it takes the manual part of the process away, right? No longer getting out of the truck and having to grab bags and toss them in.
Okay.
I have a question. Like, in front of my house, you can park in front of my house. My bags usually go on the boulevard. How does the arm reach the bins if someone is parked there?
Well, and that's going to be some of the learning curve and some of those challenges, right? In some of those areas where, the on-street parking and stuff like that. And so I think it's going to be a bit of a learning curve where people are going to have to place their bins in areas where the truck can get it. I think in areas that may not happen, you know, I'm sure the service provider is going to have to speak to those residents.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about the solid waste recycling facility itself, the landfill area.
Yeah.
You have the recycling area. Is that changing at all?
No, nothing changes out there.
Okay.
So everything that is out there stays there. In terms of the recycling depots in town, we've got the three depots, one in the north, one in the south, one at the landfill. Those will stay the same. So if you've got, if you're a recycler that just uses the depots, you can continue doing that.
All right. Received a handful of texts regarding apartment buildings. And I know you touched on this at the news conference last week, but if you can explain it again, or at least what you know, someone lives in an apartment, what is their process like?
Yeah, so they're going to transition as well. And what GFL is looking to do in multi-residential buildings, apartments, is either move to carts or what we would call front-end bins. So think of a bin, the bins at our depots, think of a bin you see behind a commercial building. They're going to look to move apartments to either bins or carts, and they will work on that process between now and a little bit past June, just because that sector itself is a little bit harder to transition.
Okay, another question that's come in, and this is a fair one too. What about wintertime? We know when the plows come by. How do we handle this? Do you even have an answer to this? Or is this not even part of, like, I mean, this is this GFL's responsibility to deal with? Like,
well, it will be. And I think there's going to be a learning curve, too, for our staff that plow the streets, too, right? So I think it's, you know, where residents place it compared to where roads get plowed. Last thing you want is your bin getting hit by a plow, right? Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a bit of learning curve, to be honest, Danny.
Let's talk about delivery time of these bins. They started on Monday. Someone just said, what happens if you don't get one? Don't worry, you're going to get one. If you're at a house, they can't deliver them in 3 days. This is going to be a big process. How many of these bins are going out?
Yeah, so we've got approximately, you know, 40,000 single-family households in the city. So wow. There's a lot. So you think about delivering that many bins. So they've started this week. They're looking to wrap this up. They want it before the end of June. They want to probably about of a week grace period there. That way, like you said, if you don't get your bin, there's an opportunity to call in. But yeah, it's a process. 40,000 households. It's going to take a while.
This one is pretty popular. They're asking, why is it separated? Why is there the compartment just for the plastic and one just for the cardboard?
Yeah, good question. So we're right now a two-stream system, right? So right now you put container products in a bag and you put paper products in a bag. So we are staying with the two-stream system. That is the ideal system. And so, you know, there are some communities where, yeah, it would all go in one bin. That's called a single stream system. But you get a lot more contamination that way. So with a two-stream system, cleaner, easy to process downstream. And so that's why this bin's a little bit unique with the divider to keep that two-stream system going.
Let's talk about these bins as well, Jason. That bin gets delivered to that address. That belongs to that address, right?
Yes. Don't pack it up in your U-Haul when you're moving.
Yeah.
It stays with the address. It has an RFID tag. So that bin is, you know, that they know that that bin is with that address. So when you move, it stays. The other thing that will still be allowed is to be able to access. So if you've got excess cardboard, as an example, right now, you twine, you bundle it, you put it beside your bags. You can still continue to do that with the carts.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good to know.
You just answered a bunch of our texts. Oh, wow.
And we all know cardboard's bulky, right? So,
yeah.
You'd fill it up as much as you can. If you've got the overflow cardboard, you can put it to the side. Again, we want to minimize the amount of time staff are getting out of the truck. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose of automated collection, right? But so depots are still there. Overflow for cardboard. These bins are quite significant. And I think just get them, try them, use them, see how they work, right?
What about the city's responsibility in terms of answering questions like this? How much more, someone does have a question come June, where do they go? Do they contact the city? Do they contact Circular Materials? Where does it go from here?
So there's a lot of players right now. And so we as the city obviously are trying to support transition. And so we're here to ask questions if we can. But we really want to direct people to the right spots because eventually that's where you have to go, right? So Circular Materials is the administrator of the system. They've got all their information out there about the change. They're the ones promoting the change. If you've got issues about carts or delivery or when you're getting a cart and all that kind of stuff, I would strongly encourage people to go to GFL because after July 1st, if you've got questions and concerns about service delivery, you know, you need to be going to GFL.
Okay.
And I, you know, we're getting a lot of texts about, you know, the elderly and they're not going to be able to move these. And I get that. I think this is where our neighborhoods all have to come together and help each other's out.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
If you have an elderly neighbor, go and move their bin for them because this is really going to help everyone in the end. So just help them out.
Good call. I like that.
Well,
I
like that. And I think, you know, once people get to use these and the fact that you can kind of wheel these down as opposed to, you know, lifting bags or cans, I think you're going to find that it's going to be a lot easier than people think.
All right. One more question before we wrap up. Can I, just like with my garbage bins now, can I put my address on this bin, even though this bin is identified to my home?
Oh, I don't want to answer that one, Danny. I think you got to, you know.
We'll leave that one for the other folks.
Think their answer would be no. But,
okay, that's fair. Okay.
But, I don't want to answer that one for you.
All right. Jason Sherbad with the Solid Waste and Recycling Facility. I know you got lots of things on the go. This is a busy time for you. I appreciate you coming in this morning and helping us out. And again, follow along. The City of Thunder Bay's, not only their Facebook page, but their website has all of the information and will direct you to everything you want to know. A lot of questions have come in, like, for example, example, if the cart is damaged, how do they get that repaired? There is a contact number there. You can go there.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
Awesome. Jason, thanks for coming in. And before we let you go, thanks for the gift here this morning.
Yes.
Candy,
yes.
Did you get yours?
Yes.
There we go. Nice.
See, I didn't come empty-handed.
You see, a 100% stainless steel water bottle. Going to add it to the mix here. Jason, thank you. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you so much.